Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Once upon a time, I was of the mind to lay your burden down and leave you where you stood.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny follow us at 11 a.m. Kirk Cousins will join the fellas, so you don't want to miss that. That is an exclusive Kirk Cousins on with Grant and Danny. Today at 11 a.m.
All right, this isn't necessarily entertainment related. I want you to do your vagina story next.
Yes.
But we were all sort of captured by the Natalie Holloway story, remember, about 12 years or so ago. Remember, she went to Aruba and that, I don't even know how to,
Joran Vandersloot.
That monster, Joran Vandersloot, you know, he's basically killed her. They haven't found the body. He's given a million excuses.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's in a Peruvian prison. Yes. Remember, he killed another chick 5 years later.
I thought they put him to death, but I guess not.
No, he's in there for 28 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
So he killed two people and he only gets 28 years?
Yeah, but he's like in the worst prison in the world. It's like worse than like North Korea.
That's why he's on my Death Pool 2017 team.
But apparently the father, God bless him, has not given up. He pursues every lead.
Right.
You know, the family wants closure.
Sure.
And apparently, I don't know how this happens, but one of Vandersloot's old roommates says that Vandersloot eventually confided in him what happened. And I guess one of the old roommates told this other donk, this guy Gabrielle, who found out about it, and he contacted the family, and then they pursued this lead, and they found, hello, human remains where this guy said the body would be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to test it to see if it's Natalie. But according to this guy, Gabrielle, who's friends with the alleged roommate, this is just gross. It's just disgusting when you hear the details. And we've heard so many different potential theories and stories. I think even Vandersloot has made up a variety of different stories of what may have happened. So, you know, it could be bogus. But according to this guy, Joran attempted to kiss Natalie Holloway. So she was at that casino or whatever, remember, in Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
And he had spiked her drink with GHB, which makes sense.
Right.
Because he's a loser. And he was preying on, you know, the hot chick tourists.
Right.
He spiked her drink with the date rape drug GHB. And then Natalie started to foam at the mouth. Okay.
Okay.
And then she eventually choked on her own vomit. Okay. And then apparently, Vandersloot panicked. You know, now he's got a dead chick on his hands.
Right.
After he spiked her drink with the GHB and was trying to rape her. He called his dad. Remember, his dad was like a judge?
Yep.
Yes.
And his dad, apparently, came over. They say stomped on her legs, folded her corpse into a burlap sack.
Oh.
And the two of them drove out to an Aruban park where they buried the body, and then they planted a cactus on top of it.
So is this where the remains were allegedly found?
I believe so.
Oh, my God.
And then the dad, the judge, told his dad, his son, never say a word about it and just go on about your day. Now, the dad, remember, died later of a heart attack at like 57.
I don't remember that.
So, you know, he's not with us anymore. But remember, he was under the umbrella of suspicion. They were outside his house.
Right.
And he had no comment or whatever, but he was involved apparently.
How long?
From the sound of that story, he was.
How long will the DNA test take?
I don't know.
Shouldn't take that long.
I don't know. You would think, but anyway, he went over there. He pursued this lead, and where this guy Gabrielle said that he would find the body, they found human remains.
Wow.
Well, it's probably her.
It's probably her. How sick is that? So
it's a crazy story.
So Vandersloot maybe he didn't even have any intentions to kill her. You know. I mean, he had terrible intentions. He gave her GHB, but if she didn't choke on her own vomit, maybe she'd still be alive. If
and
you believe
who knows
that
story,
if you believe
true.
That,
possibly.
But how about the dad
Well,
helping the kid.
Yeah, I mean, well,
the dad is a judge.
Look what he spawned.
Dad's complicit.
Right. He spawned an evil monster. Of course, I'm not surprised by that.
I don't know. When I read those details, I was surprised. All right, tell me about the sillies.
Here's a study.
This is it. This is a story you can tell your wife. You can use this, fellas. Listen to this story very, very carefully. Here,
here's
your
the headline.
Wife is just like stops giving you the buns. You got to give her the story.
Here is the headline with some clever editing. Study: female sillies absolutely need sex, or they will waste away.
Waste away, fellas.
Silly atrophy is a common but treatable condition that causes the silly walls to thin.
So gross.
Silly.
I mean, I'm trying to do this the best way that I can.
Yes. Just correct. Just as you're following along at home, just replace the silly word with the V word.
Correct.
Right? So read it again from the beginning. Or, you know.
Study. Female sillies absolutely need sex or they will waste away. That's your headline.
Are you not allowed to say that word?
Well, I don't know. You want to say it a million times. I mean, it's kind of funnier even if you say silly. You can say vagina.
You can say it.
But it's just kind of funny when you read it that way.
Oh, okay.
And while it's a problem for women of any age, more likely to affect women who are going through or have been through menopause.
How old is a chick when she goes through menopause?
Probably in 50s, getting into 60s, I would guess.
Might be in the 50s. I think it might be
in the 50s. It's definitely in the 50s.
Yeah. Yeah. So once you hit that 50 range, you got to tell your old lady.
Got to crank it up.
You got to tell your old lady, listen, you may not be interested, but you got to keep it going.
Apparently increasing.
Or else that silly is going to deteriorate.
Increasing blood flow increases oxygen supply to the silly, which means it's less likely to become inflamed, thin, or, God forbid, dry. There's your story. This is a real story.
Let me guess who gave you that story.
Well, the two dummies. Yeah. I don't know which ones are
responsible.
Does it rhyme with Malviz?
Yes, of course, Valdez.
Right. Oh, you want to get grossed out?
That was
out?
A story that we
this
had
is probably
to tackle.
Something that Kris Jenner's dealing with. She's 61 years old,
okay.
Right? The mother of all the Kardashians, the mother of the worst kids on earth.
Right.
She apparently has lost a bunch of weight.
Okay.
No, I just remember it seemed like it was just 6 months ago where she was on some ship and she had her body all covered up. She looked like an elephant.
Ship it.
But apparently she's lost a bunch of weight and now she's planning on doing a naked photo shoot at 61.
Okay, well. It's a naked photo shoot. I won't be
Trav
looking at.
Trav will love it.
Trav's into it. He's into any into old people.
He likes
old people.
He likes big age gaps.
No, old men, young women.
That's right.
We have to get the genre correct.
Couples, comedians passed away. Dick Gregory, 84. I believe he had a lot of D.C. ties. Did he actually live in D.C. for a large part of his life?
Not sure.
He might have been.
Might have been from D.C.
And I feel like at one point we had him on the show. But I remember as a kid watching him do, like, I don't know if it was Tonight Show or something. But I remember sort of being a fan of Dick Gregory. So he died, unfortunately, at 84. He, of course, was kind of famous for finding humor in the civil rights struggle, et cetera. So that's a sad passing there. He would go on like hunger strikes. I think even at one point he had some sort of like diet product. And then Jerry Lewis passed away at 91. A lot of people made fun of Jerry, but he raised a lot of money.
He did.
For kids
did a lot
with,
of good.
Muscular dystrophy. So sad to see those two.
His comedy was a
pass.
Little bit before our time. For me,
absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, he was obviously legendary and influential, but.
He and Dean Martin were boys.
I mean, I didn't see a lot of Jerry Lewis.
And I'll be
movies.
Honest with you, I thought Jerry Lewis was already gone.
You did? You thought
I didn't know he was alive.
Well, now you know.
Because you'd never heard, you know, never hear his name anymore. And you knew he was
He's
old.
He's bitter. He missed the eclipse by a few days.
Huh.
Salty.
There's a horrible story here somebody's sending me about some guy in 1962 that looked at the last eclipse, and 50 years later, he's still... You know, can't see.
Still pummeled.
Well,
he probably didn't have the fancy glasses.
He definitely
didn't. Now we have these space age glasses to use. We'll be fine.
Huh. Here they are.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, Sam Weiner came in here and gave everybody glasses.
So these are the legits.
Allegedly.
These aren't
you can't see anything.
These aren't the knockoffs?
They're from theeclipse.com. They got to be legit.
All right.
I'll give them to my kids today.
I've never heard of theeclipse.com.
You won't tomorrow.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It'll be over. And then last but not least, I mean, it's just relentless. The number of teachers out there banging their students.
It's every day
female
almost.
Female teachers.
I know.
And this is the thing that's amazing. I get like horny guys, like can't control themselves.
Yeah. Makes,
but women? I thought women were the superior species. I thought women, they were smarter than this. There are so many women teachers out here banging like eighth graders.
Maybe they read this headline.
They didn't want their facility to deteriorate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic.
It seems like it. You got two of them here. You got somebody here in Pennsylvania, and you can't tell from her mugshot. I mean, obviously, everyone looks awful in a mugshot.
I already did that story on Friday.
Oh, you did this one?
Yeah.
The Melissa? How
yeah,
did she
she's
look?
38. She was banging a 16-year-old.
All right, how did she look?
She used a burner phone. I know all the details.
She
looks hurting.
She was banging.
How'd they catch her?
I don't know. She
The parents of the 16-year-old?
Probably text messages. I don't know. The kids always the kids, eventually feel guilty.
Well, no, the kids go bragging to their friends and everything. And then once word gets out, it snowballs.
And here's another one. A biology teacher, 45, looks very attractive. She was out in L.A. She was tagging a 16-year-old.
Do you know? It was she worked for one of these high-profile schools that all the celebs' kids went to as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Like Patrick Schwarzenegger went
can
there.
Can I see those pictures?
Adam Levine went to
the
school.
The school is actually in Brentwood.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Highfalutin.
Oh, it's been happening for years.
I know, but you didn't think. Thank God for social media and everything now. And just sort of it's, you find out the actual, like,
let me see
the number
one.
Of female
like
teachers that are doing this. You would think, like, maybe it would happen once a year or something. It happens all the time with the female teachers.
Now, are there any sun-related tunes that you want to play before we have to get out of here in the next couple of minutes?
Oh,
any you're just dying to play?
I was all out.
You're done? You're tapped?
I had a bunch of them that I had, but he said
it all taken care of.
I like the playlist today.
All right, so everybody, I want to know what everyone's doing
when
this dumb eclipse thing happens. What are you doing, Drabby? You and your girlfriend going to get together?
No, I think
you're going to make love
Valdez
together
and
at the
I
same
talk,
time.
No, she's working. Valdez and I are going to meet up at the park in our neighborhood, and we're going to use
you put
the
on your silly glasses.
Yep, and we're going to share the experience together.
You are?
That's very
really?
Nice.
I might be on number one green at Bellhaven.
Are you going to?
You know what? That's a better choice.
Are you going to glance at it for like more than 10 seconds at a time?
For all 3 minutes or however long it
you're
lasts.
You're going to stick. Just you're going to trust those little things right there to save your vision.
Yeah, I just held the flashlight.
Glasses.
On my phone up to my eyeball with these on. You couldn't even see it.
Glasses.
Right.
I think you're silly.
I think we're good. Now,
you
I don't think I'm going to stare for 3 minutes.
You're going to be. You're
maybe. 20 seconds.
I mean, I might get bored.
But I'll go out like all the other rubes and stare at the big flaming orb.
He's going to come in tomorrow like Ralphie from A Christmas Story with his big glasses and cane all blind.
It's going to be on every television in the country, right?
Of course. Every station's going live with
it. I'm just going to watch it on TV. What's the difference?
You know, this afternoon is a great time for pickpocketers.
Because everyone's looking up
and just staring up.
Just pop into
purses.
Yeah. All right, we have to go.
Think
we have
all
to get
the guys
out of here.
You can bump into.
If
driving.
You're going to go Cakes. Look at the eclipse,
just
take the proper precautions.
Look at me. Look
I'm
at
looking
me.
At you. I see what you're about to do. Grant and Danny up next. Kirk Cousins at 11 right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.